for all
Love
the serious
talk radio.
Let's talk about it. The number's on the screen. Okay? On the screen, on the screen. Right there. 319-527-6193. Let's talk about it. Do women really like to make sense? Call 1-800. We don't know. Area code 734. I think this is Shade Gem Drop or some shit. I don't know. Who is this? No, that's not how
it is. What's going on?
What's good, man? I want to hear some females, but go ahead, King. What's poppin'?
It's a multiple reason why women are the way they are. One of the problems with women, they're more boisterous and emotional than the male is. The male is more strength than, you know, saying strength. And we're the ones that's supposed to cover the household. And what the problem with most women are is that depending on their upbringing, if there was no father in the home, you're dealing with a woman that has to be re-raised. That's why when you get married and you walk that woman down the aisle, the father is good to be there to hand her off to you to let you know, hey, it's symbolic to she's going to always need guidance. She's going to always need a male authority figure to keep her in line. And one of the characteristics and the traits with the female is that they have no recollection of their wrong. You can point out the right things that they do, and you can point out the wrong thing. They'll accept the right things, but then say you're criticizing to a degree still. Now, if you say, hey, you know, you said something to me that was totally out of line, baby, and I don't appreciate what you just said to me, they're going to find every reason to support what they said because that's not what they want to do. They don't want to apologize. So when you're dealing with women that don't want to apologize, especially in our culture, the women are, they're strong, they're very aggressive because that's just their nature. Because you have to be that type of woman to deal with a strong black man such as ourselves. And the one thing that I'm hearing lately is what they call the mass exodus, where the black man is more so sleeping a white woman because he can't handle the black woman that he has at home. And to me, that was the most worst thing to say because this is a whole new saying, and it's going to get to the point where it's going to make our sisters look bad. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that even in the harshest times and the hardest moments to deal with them, all they have is their mouthpiece, their voice, because they can't challenge you physically because your physical makeup is different than theirs. So they know they can't overpower you. You got some women that can, but they will argue you, out-talk you, speed-talk you to keep you from getting your point across.
Right.
What I do is I've been married for 20 years. And what I do is when we have a disagreement, I state what I need to say. And if I feel like I can't get through to her and she's over-talking and loud-talking, I'll sit there and listen for a minute and I'll say, is there anything else you have to say? Why don't you say this? Maybe you should consider saying this to me. When you start taking that power away from them and giving them sort of words to say that they want to say, the argument stops. And it's a psychological thing. I do it all the time. My wife can be arguing, blah, 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 and I can start. And I say, why don't you call me a loser? Here's another one. And it stops everything. Why? Because you took the power away. You have to take the power away from them in order to get them to calm down and be quiet. Because if you go at them aggressively in the argument, they're going to shut you down. They're going to shut it down. And when I say shut you down, they're going to close their ears. Huh?
They will always win in an argument. Like when you match theirs, they will always win. You know what I'm saying? When you match that yelling energy, we lose every time. And we're going to lose.
Yeah, especially if we yell back.
Right.
We can be boisterous. We can still be thunderous with our delivery. But
right.
It's the point where we start yelling. They shut down. That's when you don't get through because if you voicing your opinion at a loud tone as a man, yeah, it's going to sink in regardless. But when you get aggressive and you're yelling, that's when they shut down completely. They don't hear nothing. And then they also have to take into consideration, I don't know what everybody believes in, but even in biblical terms, it tells you why God dealt with her less than he dealt with the man. It's even in the scripture where Adam said, hey, the woman you gave me. So that's the indication that Adam, like, man, I'm fed up with this. This is what you gave me. This is a headache for me. And the problem with that whole situation is, even back then, according to the scriptures, the woman has been known and programmed to take the outsider advice over her husband first. And then guess what happened? He got to bail her out. So we got to keep in mind that we're dealing with a being not less than us, but we're dealing with a being that sees things through a very different spectrum. And that spectrum is rainbow lights, flowers, and skip to the loo and hopscotch. When we see things like, I got to get out here and get this money. I got to get out here and check this dude for, you know what I'm saying? He owed me something. We got to get out here and fight every day and then come back in the house and put it on the table. They don't have to face that same fight that we face, so they don't see what we see. They don't endure what we do. We endure.
I'm trying to say too much in my premiership, but I have, yo, so much shit that even make me feel uncomfortable doing. Like I got to make sure I get it. Like the struggle that we have to go through to make the put food on the table and do a lot of things, it's different from a male and a female, and it almost feel like all that shit I did means nothing. And
it's hard to get them to appreciate you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm
gonna be quiet right now. I'm gonna shut
up. Yeah, but like I said, I've been married for 20 years. We've been knowing each other since 93. And you know what I'm saying? We were best friends, and we got married, and we've been married for 20 years. But at the end of the day, it was a learning experience for me as a brother, because I was the type, I'm still the type of individual that's going to say what needs to be said, and that's it, bottom line. If I don't like the way something is being done, I say it. And that's what we're supposed to be as men. We cannot be afraid to be men, and society wants us not to be men. They want men to be more feminine and the woman to be more masculine. Why is that? Because these feminine men that are in control of our society and government don't want to face the same responsibilities that a man is supposed to face. They don't even want to go to war. But they'll send somebody else's kid to war. But if they had to go, I guarantee you they would send their sister first.
You stupid.
And like I said, man, we just got to learn to understand, like, hey, I am alpha. I'm the
alpha.
Head.
Hey, facts. I don't play that shit. My mouth is fucked up. So she know.
You know,
I'm playing.
You know what I'm saying? We are alpha. We are the head. We are the head of the bison, the bull, the ox. Even the lion is the best representation. And most people will call the lion a coward. But if you look at the way the lion and the lionesses live through nature, who does the grocery shopping? The lioness. And that's how, you see, society wants you to think that the lion himself is lazy.
They kill the food and bring it back to the lion.
Thank you.
Word.
Why is that? Because he's the protector. When another male lion comes into the pride, who's the protector? That male lion.
What do you respond by humans are not lions? What's your response to that?
The problem to that response is humans are not lions. We are more superior than all things. Every male entity or mammal, even amphibious in nature, has the same role. We have the same role. If you want to sit at home and play Xbox while your woman go out here and work at Chrysler, you're not the lion, bro. Facts. You might as well be the lioness.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not sexist or nothing, but there are certain jobs that I believe a woman should not have to work. She shouldn't be a security guard. She shouldn't be a police officer. She shouldn't be a soldier in the military. She shouldn't be working in the factory. If anything, I should be going into the hospital, and that should be my doctor. It's right alongside of the men. But there are certain jobs that I don't think women should do. And they should. And I understand there's equal rights, but they were not created equal. Our muscle structure and DNA structure and bone structure is totally different. The male structure is more superior than hers. That's why we can take more of a punishment than they can. You know what I'm saying? So that's the bottom line. And then you got people that want people to think the total opposite. We have to get back to a culture.
Right. We have to get back to a culture where there's principles. Now, yes, God has made it this way. Now, some men could have abused their authority to women, abused them because they are built to be somewhat weaker than them. That don't mean they're not mentally mm-hmm. strong, but it's a physicality thing. But I feel like my woman is not behind me or beneath me. She's right beside me. But I'm going to make sure I protect everything that's beside me and that's behind me. You know what I mean? So I don't see it in that way. I would never see a woman beneath me. If we rocking together, we bring shit to the table, I'm bringing shit to the table.
It's a team.
That's right. We're meant to be connected. We are one.
Yeah. And that's another thing some guys fall victim to is they get with the wrong person that don't invest in them.
I'm sorry, because I wanted to add on to what I was saying that we are one, but we have to play our role. You know what I'm saying? If we are not trying to get over on each other or belittle one another, you have to play your role as a female. Well, a woman,
mm-hmm.
act like one. I'm a man. I'm supposed to act like one. I wear the pants, you wear the dress. If you're trying to put on the same shit I'm putting on in the Tim's, Something ain't gonna work. I mean, be a lioness or be that strong when it's necessary, but it don't have to be 90% of the time. You know, they just play a role that makes you less than. But we are designed to play a certain role.
Mm-hmm. And it's just sad that you know we as a people already struggle enough in society. And the last thing that we should have going on in our lives is conflict and confrontation inside the home with one another. And we practically re-raised each other in my situation in my marriage. Because there were some things that I had to learn and there were some things that she had to learn. But it's a learning process, it's never ending. And you're gonna be learning from one another and making changes until the day we die. And that's something that some of us don't understand.
Right.
But at the end of the day, would I rather be with somebody else? Hell no, because the time that I have invested versus me going off for one night to deal with somebody that has nothing in common with me is not worth my time. Then how can I explain that to my kids? That daddy just wanted to be selfish and go get his nut off somewhere else. Well, it's not even worth it. And I'm not venturing off the topic. I'm just laying down on the table because I don't want it to seem like I'm totally talking on the women, but we have our parts too.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that I don't like and that I see a lot is you pull up at a gas station, that female is out there pumping the gas, and the dude's sitting in the car on his phone. And to me, yes, that man is wrong, but I fought the woman more so. And the reason being is because she once again is trying to usurp his authority. And when you desire to usurp that man's authority, you go to take on the roles that he does.
Right.
And instead of you speaking up as a woman and saying, hey, nigga, get out and pump my gas. You pumping the gas. So some of the characteristics that they take on over a period of time is a bad learned behavior. And how do you change that? Well, if you can't change, you can't change most adults. But just like the psychological system went after people to gain control, we have to do the same thing to get the control back. We start with our children. We teach our children what the male and female role is, what they should and should not be doing, what's acceptable and what's not. And it's the same blueprint that they use to get control of the adults that are believe that highly believe in the government's schemes. And there was a woman named Barber in the 1940s that wrote a dissertation to the government saying that how do you gain control of the people? You gain control of the people through their children, by gaining control of their children. And once you gain control of the children, those children will become adults, and then you have control of that group of people. It's the same blueprint.
You control the children, you control the future, basically. That's why they always target the children.
Yeah. So we have to, so they don't get caught up in that whole scheme and frenzy of nonsense and confusion. Because that's just what it is, confusion. And some women love confusion. I hate to hear a woman in the gas station, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to keep you, Mike, dude, but, you know, keep your head up and stay strong. That's all the men on the platform.
Absolutely, man. You got no choice but to be strong, man. So that's it, man. I want to say thank you for the jewels you dropped today. It was very well appreciated, man. Well articulated. I thank you for your call, Kevin.
All right, take it easy.
Peace. Yeah, I'm going to get off this subject. It was very brief, nice brief subject to talk about, to touch on. I don't want females to feel like this was a female bashing. I see you, Yanita. Salute. Peace to you. So I won't try to say that's what that was, but it's definitely, we needed that kind of understanding. And again, like I always say, when I open the phone lines to women to speak their mind, y'all never call in. So it always makes me feel like it's you. My mom's always told me, don't play with my fucking intelligence. So when I say that, it is not to mess with your intelligence. So I want to say that first and foremost, but you know I'm me, I'm going to be blunt. When I tell y'all to call in and y'all don't, maybe y'all don't have that mental capacity to express yourself or be women enough or patient and calm enough to have that conversation. Because when you have that conversation, especially if you're having it with somebody that there's an emotional attachment to, you don't want to look wrong. You'd rather have that conversation with somebody that you have an emotional attachment with. So you don't have to really answer it. You can just combat it, contest it, and yell all the time. That's what I think is the fucking problem. If I hit that shit on the fucking head, press run out this motherfucker. Hold on. Yo. Y'all press one if I'm telling the truth. I know. I'll be right back. I got to run that shit. All I'm a sword job. We play some music. Y'all put two. I like that. Thank you. Shit. Sorry, y'all. Woo. I see I got a lot of words out this motherfucker. Snap. To be or not to be. Question. You know what I'm saying? To all the beautiful ladies that's roses that's roaming through the concrete, your eyes are like the stars. I let the sun be a jury. I'll put my coat over the water so you can step over. I need some snaps in this motherfucking neck. Snap, snap, crack me pass. I want your hips to talk to me. I want you to be in the thumb. It's made of licorice. Now let me stop. I'm gonna do some shit like that. Fuck that. Give me them snaps, everybody. I want your booty to bounce like. Now let me stop. Shout out to my cousin Kareem on the big beat. Yeah, man, that beat is cool, right? That's some smooth, laid back, you know what I'm saying? Of Love Jones kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Get them snaps out this motherfucker, okay? To be or not to be? Question. Anyway, okay, we got a number. This better be a female, man. This is not a female bashing episode. We ain't doing that. I love Camel Fuss too much. Especially if they bald.
Area code. Wait a minute. He probably better be a female. How I supposed to know?
Oh, sorry. She about to curse somebody out.
I
hope
he ain't. Wow.
Who the hell
are
you talking to?
Hi. Hello?
You have to check it, everything.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Sade. Talk to me.
You tell me. Should I mute my phone or do what?
Yes. Mute that shit. Yes, ma'am.
No, this is just. Oh, for real?
Mute.
It is me. It's me. Okay.
Mute the background.
You said muted. Okay.
If you listen to me over the phone or whatever, mute it. Like, cut it off because you listen to the phone.
Can you hear me? I am so sorry for the.
To me. Oh, not me. I think she hung up.
You said mute the TV, right?
Yeah, whatever
you
my
said
voice
mute
is
TV.
From, yeah, turn it off. Because it's going to be a
okay. I didn't hang up. I'm turning it down. I'm muting it all the way down.
What are you talking to me
can
from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear
are
me?
Are you talking to me on
the
phone?
The thing is with men and women, I was raised around a lot of males. So it's like I have that intuition of what you guys need and what y'all want. And then in a woman also, I have both of the perspectives, but it seems nowadays women don't know their place. And then men, they don't give us a chance to really know our place. You know, you've been conditioned to so many loud mouths, yelling, doing the same old stuff. Women, that when you get a woman that's not that way, you don't give her a chance. You guys run away as soon as times get hard or, you know, one little confusion or anything. It's like you automatically think we're the same as the ones that you had before. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you put us all in that same category, but the ones that are not, you don't give us a chance to even show you that we're not that way. You know, I feel like I know my place, and I will stay in it as long as you respect that and you're not over demanding or, you know, this, that. It's just a lot of confusion now. So it's like everybody has been burned. So it's like, why give someone else another chance when we're automatically thinking that you're going to do the same thing that the other male did or the other female did? So it's like, you guys can't never get together. I've been married and I've been through a whole lot of stages that I know I gave my all. With, you know, some yelling, you know, some things are not going to be as good, but the violence and all that, cut it out, you know, right then and there. I don't play the drama and all that, you know, getting back at someone, because that's so past tense. That's like childish right there. But a lot of women play those games because they're on so many drugs and, you know, it's just so much going on nowadays that they can't even calm themselves down to know if that man really wants you, he's going to come back, you know, and that woman. It's just they not playing their cards right out here. And it's so all over the place now. I come from, like, the 90s, you know what I'm saying? I know I've been in, you know, like, I say two or three wholesome relationships, but I don't know. I'm so glad that I was able to get through. I watch you all the time since Kanika, you know, and I really am glad that you are how you are. You could tell that you're a real one, and that's me. I don't do all the fake and the phony. And I sit back and I just watch you. It's just so many people that are all over the place. They don't even know who they are. You, I thank you for open up the airwaves, and you're saying other, you know, all women don't, you know, they just don't want to speak up. And I'm that type that I'll sit back until it's just time to, people need to just reassess their own self, reset everything. Just everything needs to be reset. But a lot of people are just so traumatized, they don't know how. They're so gone off everything, and every day they're waking up on demon time. As they say, you know, they think demon time is fine. And demon time is not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you right where you are, lonely with all your kids. And, you know, you just, it's just, but thank you so much.
I thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
You have a good night, babe.
You too, love. Peace. Now, I can't get now one word. I had so many things that I wanted to say, and I'm like, she just kept going. Like, she was not trying to hear me or nobody respond to that shit, but I understand. that was a whole mouthful, but I mean, everybody has a point, and everybody, you know, when you meet somebody, everybody has baggage. I don't give a fuck who you are. Your life experience is baggage. You don't even have to. You could have been in one relationship in your whole life. Your life experiences is baggage, because what you learned, the things you learned from, it sticks with you. It comes into whoever you encounter. So everybody has baggage. Now, you may have met somebody who was one way. The next relationship, they may not be the same, you know, or they can have some kind of similarities, but it's different because they are two different people. Like, it's all how you see things. It's all about what you see, what you experience, what you've been told, what has been in your household, all the experiences. So you try to learn from all these things. But when it comes to relationship, when there's men and women, I'm even speaking for myself, we have to start literally looking in the mirror and looking at ourselves. It can't be always these bitches ain't shit. How all these women ain't shit? Have you ever looked at, you are the common denominator in this shit right here? So as you're like, all these bitches ain't shit, could it be what kind of bitch you looking for? Take it back, sorry. What kind of female you looking for? See, if you always looking for the right now chick, you're gonna be missing all the one that you really should be looking for is passing you by, because you're looking for the right now chick, the big one that you need. You want to fuck right then and there. So you missing out on your opportunity. Maybe it's your priorities. Maybe it's your preference is what you're looking for. If you're looking for the right now, you will not go bump into the forever. So there's different things. Men ain't shit. Why men ain't shit? Could it be your funky attitude? Can it be you? Why? How all these niggas ain't shit? Niggas ain't taking care of their kids. Could it be you because y'all not getting along and you using the kid as a tool? Or the way you portraying yourself, you acting like you're a little thot, and niggas treating you as such, or whatever the situation may be, it's your preference, is because you know everybody when you first meet somebody, you're meeting a representative, you're not actually meeting them, you know what I mean? And so as time go on, depending on how fast or how long it may take. You will begin to see exactly who that person is, who they are. And when you start seeing the red flags, like I said this before, the sex can literally override any man's or any female's moral compass because the sex is good. The head game is spectacular. The dick game to the female, he's just slaying and spraying your ass. You wet in the bed, or he makes sure you eat, or what so forth and so on. But a lot of the times we overlook the red flags, or we just be oblivious to who we dealing with. So that's why as you get older, you get wiser, you start really paying attention because you start to say, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Sometimes we all need to just look in the mirror and take accountability for our fucked up shit. When we know we are right, meaning we know ourselves and we try to correct our wrongs within ourselves, now when you come into a new relationship or whatever, and you keep those same qualities, those same morals, those same corrections that you did to yourself, and it doesn't match with this person that you come into contact with, then you know it's this motherfucker. It ain't you. I can't be celibate. Only time I'm celibate is if I'm locked up. Okay, I got a phone call right here. I don't want to hear no shit, but this is here go. Area code 567. What you want, goddammit?
Yeah, what up, Big Mike?
All right, we got another swing of sausage. I want one more camel foot to call, and we're going to call it tonight. Peace,
cable spot. Yo, man. Like, shit, man. Everything you said is right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 33, man. And my past relationship was broke. They was mistakes, man. And a lot of us make mistakes. We give it somebody, and we ain't really paying attention to their mindset. We paying attention to their body and what they do in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's what fuck us up.
That's 90% of the time, 90%. And it's happening to whoever's in the chat room. It's happening to you right now. And now you're stuck because I got kids or whatever the kid may be. We all have done it. We all have done it. We look at the wrong things. It's a lot of the times, this relationship, not to cut you off, a lot of these relationships and how these kids were born was through lust. Continue.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, man. Like, I never understood like a woman to get cheated on, and a dude too. But I'm speaking on the women. A woman to get cheated on and dogged out and shit, and shit stay with the nigga. And I've been around a lot of females, and like, why are you still with that dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's, oh, I love him, and we got kids. Fuck that shit.
Man, stupid.
You better get out.
King, go ahead, continue.
You gotta get out of that shit because it ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse because if a nigga can dog you out and play you like that, he going to keep doing it. Oh, this bitch, she keep coming back. I'm going to keep doing her like that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never been that type of dude. I want that, you know what I'm saying? I want that big house and that white picket fence. I've always been that type of person.
Yeah,
I don't need 10 women. That's a headache.
Yeah, now you see that, and is that wrong with the big house and the white picket fence? You see that perception there of the White House and picket fence. So that means we'll put ourselves in some mortgage debt just to live that perception of the American dream. Now I'm not saying that.
Right.
I want that too. But we have to realize the cliche or the saying that we use the big house and the white picket fence. That's a coined phrase that has been stamped into the minds of every human being since Westerners created that. Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with it, but, I don't know. But I hope you understand that. Continue.
No.
I'm a little tight right at the moment.
I'm not, like what you said is true. Like, I was going to say that, like, we get tricked and, like, when you said debt, I was just about to say credit card. I was just about to say, like, you people out here spending money, and they think that's what they have to do to please somebody, but all you got to do is pay attention to what that woman want. Like, you ain't got to go out here and spend all this money to make her happy. Because honestly, man, certain women, they already happy just being with you.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Flashing it, cause I don't want no, like, you know, I'm engaged right now, and I'm happy, you know, and I'm glad I found her, you know what I'm saying, and she found me. But a lot of dudes nowadays, they just want to fuck anyway. So, and they, like, when you see a lot of people, like, kids is made out of lust. That's, you know what I'm saying, like, that's what I've been saying. Like, it ain't even love. Like, people be in relationships and they don't even love who they with. They just with them.
It's something just be there just to, it's something that they see that they can benefit from. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a unconscious but conscious decision with both parties. It's just sometimes be like that. It's unfortunate, but sometimes it be like that, and then y'all grow on each other like a fucking fungus. On each other. It took some time, but now y'all say y'all love each other because I've been dealing with each other, putting up. I like this saying, and I did say this, so if you watching, I did use this, but this is an old saying. I'd rather be needed than tolerated. If I'm tolerated, I'm not needed. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather be needed than tolerated, because when you tolerate with it for a certain reason. So, you know what I mean? So, it's just so much that goes into it. It's so much. But I just think at the end of the day, a great relationship, if there's a certain form of communication, there has to be an understanding. A conversation cannot be a conversation that is one-sided. It has to be both parties getting out what they need to and come up with a resolution, with a solution, a better solution. If we understand each other, then that next argument or whatever will be a little different. It will prevent a lot of arguments, because if you have an argument and go to bed mad when there's no resolution, that thought in your mind is always going to be there. So you still have a chip on your shoulder that you didn't resolve anything. So there cannot be a conversation in a relationship when there's no solution afterwards. If y'all go to bed after an argument when there's no resolution of that conflict that y'all just had, the next one's going to be even worse. So you're going to be walking around with that same chip on your shoulder because she didn't answer it when you asked at that time of the argument, and vice versa. So having a conversation or whatever, and having a solution afterwards can determine the life expectancy of your relationship. Because communication is key. And I close by saying is, I always start with my dick. Sorry, and most of us does or do.
Mm-hmm.
I came to the realization recently. It's quite some time, but it's still recently, and I'm 41. Sometimes the light hits you when it does. I forgot what I was going to say, because that shit threw me off in the comments. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back on track. Communication is number one. Sex may be number two or number three. Conversation conquers all. Conversation is the best thing to save a relationship, not the sex. That shit is temporary. Once the sex is done, y'all back to the same shit. The
right.
Same thought, yeah. Y'all laying next to each other thinking the same shit that you didn't think in your fucking mind or vice versa. It's the same shit. Conversation. Conflict with resolution can save anything. Practice it and see the outcome. For pride and being ignorant and not taking accountability can hinder what's waiting for you. It can be the best relationship that you ever had. Conversation. And I'll leave it there. You can close out, King.
Hey, man, that's it, man. Yeah, like, I had to learn that. I had to learn to listen. That's another thing. You got to listen. When you arguing with somebody and y'all going back and forth, she's saying something important, but you ain't listening because you too busy cutting her off.
That's right.
Same thing. Like, you gonna fuck around and lose the person that you actually should be with because you want to cut her off and argue and hold on to shit and hold grudges and be mad at her for some shit she did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, they got to get it together, man. You just got to grow up because, like I said, I learned that shit. Because I used to always do that shit. Cut a motherfucker off and not listen to her and thinking that I'm right all the time. Yeah, that shit got to stop.
That's right.
That's why people break up because they don't listen.
That's right. And that's on both. That's from men and women. I'm not specifically just pointing. It takes two. So, hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, man, and I really appreciate that. Oh, shit, there's more people on the line. Oh, shit, now. All right, King. Hey, thank you for your call.
All right, man, salute, bro.
Peace. All right, see, I'm going to take these three calls. 323, I think that's Illinois, Nebraska, 770. I want to make this conversation a little bit short. Please, we got 323.
All right, I just heard you talk about how important conversation is. It's overrated. Communication is overrated. And the reason why is because people can listen to one another if they choose. But even if they choose to, they must want to get into a conflict resolution mode. And that's the important part. That's the part people don't get into because their pride and their ego prevents them from doing it. You can be as gentle as possible, diplomatic as possible, but if that other person doesn't want to change because of some kind of internal emotional or psychological machinations going on inside their mind, conversations aren't going to do squat.
I mean, and what you said is right because it's all about the mindset, the state of mind that you're in. Because if you don't want to change, you don't want to be open to think outside of your mental box, then
right,
the conversation is going to be just a bunch of hot air and a waste of time. But I think conversation is starting from somewhere. This argument is going to
it's important.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's important. But see, a lot of people put too much emphasis on thinking that if you have good communication, that problems are going to be solved. That's not the way it happens. So those people who, you can have somebody that, as I said, you can engage with them, have a good conversation with them, but if they feel that they're right, and they're always right, and you're never going to get anywhere with that kind of person.
Right. Absolutely. Anything else? I definitely appreciate your call.
No, that's it. That you can put me on hold, and I can listen to the other caller. That'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, are you calling from? Are you listening through Blog Talk, or are you looking at my show?
Yeah, Blog Talk, Blog Talk.
Yeah. All right, because I kind of...
All right.
I can hear the different demographic. That's fine. Everybody is welcome to my platform. So I do appreciate your call, definitely. I'll put
okay.
you on hold.
Sure.
To listen to, the rest. All right, I still got you on hold, so hold on. We got the illest nigga in Nebraska. What's good, King?
Hey, what's up, man? I caught this little show towards where we at now, probably about 20 minutes ago. Now,
right.
I heard everything you said. I heard everything the caller said. But, man, I don't know, Mike. I've been in a point of my life, man, where I guess we just understand each other. I've been married for 16 years, going on 17 in August.
That's dope, man. Congrats.
Yeah, man. I've been married that fucking long. Now, can I sit here and say that that shit been easy? Fuck no. Because everything comes with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as, like, the communication, like my man was just saying on the phone, man, I think, how can I say it, man? We have that Al and Peggy fucking relationship. You feel what I'm saying? That's the type of... Well... The thing about it, Mike, man, nothing can be just so serious to the point to where I say I give up, I quit. Man, don't you know, man, like people that I know that I grew up with, they used to think they was the shit, had all the women and, you know, dated this woman, married this woman, divorced this woman, married that woman, women. Man, I tell them all the time, Mike, I won a long time ago. I won a long time ago, man, because, see, I didn't take everything to where, you know, we got a box over this shit. Now, I may get upset, say what we got to say, and move the fuck on.
Right.
Because if you sit and hold on to that shit, listen, man, I guess... As long as I don't come in my house like the preacher, man, and catch a motherfucker, that's the worst thing in the world, man. You can never think about or have a seat. There's another man, knowing that another man hitting his woman from the back, pulling her hair, and this and that shit, or just even knowing the fact that shit can happen. That's the worst thing a motherfucker can ever think about, man. So as long as I don't have them problems or worry about a motherfucker not at home taking care of the children, this and that, man, I can care less what the fuck you say, what you do, how you do it, man. You know, if I do care, I'm going to say what I got to say and move the fuck on, talk a little shit, and keep it moving. Nowadays, man, people give up, man, over the simple shit, man.
Right.
I'm talking about the smallest shit, Mike.
Huh?
So, you know, like I said, man, huh?
What'd you say?
I say people give up over the smallest shit, over the dumbest shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like I say, man, I've been in this game for almost 21 years, I think. 21 years, and I think married for about 15, 16, I think. I don't fucking remember because it's been that long, man. 2005. However fucking long that's been. So,
right.
Like I say, man, still trucking and communication is cool, but that shit ain't the main... you know, priority, man, to, you know, keeping that shit going. And then you got kids, man. Everybody was raised different, man. So a lot of people, they have different conversations about how they're going to raise the kids or how this person, how the man raising the kids, how the woman raising the kids. Man, all that shit going to come into play, man.
I want to make it clear. When I said about cross communication, I was saying far as, because there's many levels to a relationship. It's like you said, like with the kids, and, you know, get into how I've been raised, like structure in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like things. So what I mean about the conversation just between just the mother and the father, the man and the female. You know what I mean? To basically, you know, have a functional household, because if there's no communication, we all know that 98% or 95% of communication is nonverbal. So if you ain't feeling nobody, it's going to come out in your actions and everybody else is going to see it. You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't want to say that the conversation is the all be all to a relationship, but it's a significant part of a relationship.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this in closing, man, since you went there with it, man. And it's just honest to God truth, bro. People like me, maybe you, you know, I got a couple partners, a couple sisters, you know what I'm saying, friend girls I grew up with that I've been knowing all my life, man. We didn't see that shit. We didn't know what communication was or structure. Never had a fucking clue. You know what I'm saying? Didn't know what the fuck it was, man, until you got your own, you know, your own kids or family or whatever the fuck it is, man. Because even to this day, man, I can't sit up here and, you know, get on your platform and say, hey, man, my shit is structured, man. I'm the best father in the world, best husband, best, you know, this and fuck no. Because a lot of shit, man, we weren't never taught. And a lot of shit we didn't see. Because our parents didn't have that shit. So, but yeah, man, I'm gonna get on out, man. And I don't like what you said either, man. You know, I ain't like that shit right there, though, man.
What?
Tell my man, you say, man, I ain't nobody donate to the platform. I'm looking, I'm like, shit. I say, D. Taylor. You got it now?
Well, because I didn't even check it. I didn't even look at it.
I don't have it on the endless. I'm a Gemini. I got multi personalities, different names. So that one there is on the D. Taylor.
All right, man. Thank you, D.
Taylor. That is, man. But yeah, man. Stay up, man. Appreciate it.
Cool, man. Illest nigga in Nebraska. Peace, King.
Bet.
All right, I'm gonna take 323. I'm gonna let him close out. But I'm going to go to 770. What's good, man? Talk to me. You're the last caller, baby. Just 5 minutes. No, I'm not taking no more. We got George at 770.
Hello.
What's up? Talk to me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this your boy Mario, man. I watch the show a lot, man. I just wanted to make something real sharp, man. We all be out here picking sides on who wrong and who do what do. And this and that, but we gotta really think about it, man. You know, both sides, man, setting a bad example for the youth out here. You feel me?
Right.
And I just want to say that, you know, both sides, man, guilty or whatever they do, because if you listen to these niggas, man, it's gangster music, it's street shit that would come with it. So you really can't pick a side or who wrong or who did that, because you go listen to both sides of the party, they all talk about killing somebody in their group, you know what I'm saying? And it's just really like just a matter of time when it, I don't want to cuss on her, but it's just a matter of time when it's going to backfire on everybody. And it really backfired on both sides. Somebody got killed and somebody went to jail, so really ain't nobody winning. You know what I'm saying?
It's always a lose-lose. It's always a lose-lose with us, and we just got to make sure, you know, because our music is definitely, we pushing death, and then when one of us dies, it's like, you know, why? It's, you know, a lot of it, music has a lot to do with it, too, with these rappers being murdered. So we got to go, we got to talk to these execs, because they don't want to have to worry about it. The only thing they're worried about is that check. You know, keep talking that shit about bang, 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 because that's not going to affect my children, and that shit's not going to land on my doorstep. So, you know, again, it starts with us at the end of the day, and then we got to make people, once we hit those corporations in the pocket and these rappers in the pocket, you know, to push out better information in our music, better positive music, then, you know, if that don't happen, we just going to keep having these conversations what we have now. That's all, man.
But I believe, man, on some real talk, man, I believe it can't happen, man. You know why? Because you got some evil forces that control this music industry, and they capitalizing on us, man. Like, they used to hang us and stuff back in the day, but now they done flim-flam to the way we hang each other. You know what I'm saying? Cops kill us, and we kill each other at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really, when anytime I hear something about a rapper or a gangster or somebody dying, man, to be honest, brother, it really don't even get to me like that. I hate to say it, but, you know, my heart go out to Young Dolphin and everybody or whatever, but I really don't need to be giving a damn, man, because these guys really ain't. Say that again.
That we are desensitized to it. Just got murdered and he just got a name. And he just, you know, he's a celebrity or whatnot. I understand what you're saying. I want you to close out because I want to get out of here myself. So go ahead, King.
Yeah. All right, big dog.
Hey, man. Hey, salute to you, man. I definitely appreciate your call, family. You be safe, man.
All right, you too, cuz.
Yo, what part of Georgia are you calling from?
I'm calling from the A, man, West Side, Bankhead.
All right, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the West Side, man. And I used to be on not Simpson Road. Oh my God.
By Green Rock.
I used to live in Windjammer Apartments. That's further from my brother's keeper. That's back in the 90s. In Greenbrier Mall. I used to go to Greenbrier Mall all the time, too.
Yeah, I remember you saying that in one of your videos. Fuck with you. I was like, yeah, you been in the city?
Oh, yeah, I love the city, man. Shout out to ATL, man. You stay up and stay safe, man.
You too.
Hey. All right, I'm going to let the gentleman that called from, he was on Blog Talk. I want you to close out, my friend. What's your thoughts on this, man? Close out for me.
Nothing more. I just wanted to make the point about conversations and communications and how they're not as effective as people think. People have to concentrate on the reasons why a person is having difficulty with their partner and what they can do to change that particular mindset. If they don't approach it using that direction, then conversation isn't going to be anything. So it's going to be meaningless. So those are my final words.
Right. Who the hell is calling this number? I'm not taking no more calls. But anyway, can I ask you a question? Hold on. But you still there? Now, hello? Caller? Oh, he hung up. All right, well, salute to him, man. Thank him for tuning into the show because he didn't have to. You know, I could tell he was from a different demographics.